This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm David Green. Good morning. In the Middle East, peace talks between Israel and the Palestinians have been frozen for almost 2 years now. But Palestinians warn that the situation on the ground is far from quiet. They point to a recent military order to evacuate and demolish over half a dozen Palestinian communities in the Hebron Hills in the occupied West Bank. Palestinians worry it's a sign that Israel is taking advantage of the current lack of negotiations. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports from Hebron.
Ismail El-Adra is 67 years old. Living in a collection of tin-roofed shacks, tents, and concrete homes are also his four wives, his 33 children, and 150 sheep. Scattered nearby are other villages similar to this one, all of them under threat of evacuation and demolition. This area has been the property of my family since Ottoman times, Ismail says. We breed sheep and farm. Our livelihood is here, he says. The Israeli military, though, says it needs the area for a firing range, and it's pushing to get the villagers out through the Israeli courts. But Palestinians say the fight isn't just over this one piece of land. It's a much broader battle, they say. The communities lie in what is known as Area C. The Oslo Peace Accords of 1993 divided the West Bank into three sections, pending a final settlement of the conflict. Area C is under full Israeli administrative and security control. It's also the largest, comprising some 60% of the territory. While Israel restricts Palestinian building and residence in Area C, most of the Jewish settlements in the West Bank are located there. Abdulaziz Abu Fanar works in the nearby Hebron Municipal Center of Yatta. The Israeli actions in Area C indicate strongly that they want to annex it, he says. It's a suspicion that has only been fueled by recent statements from right-wing leaders in Israel who have come out publicly in support of such a plan. Naftali Bennett is a former advisor to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and an advocate of the settlements.
So the idea is to apply Israeli sovereignty and law on the Israeli-controlled areas, so it becomes Israel. The Israeli-controlled areas become effectively Israel, which is what happened in Jerusalem, various neighborhoods, what happened in the Golan Heights.
So far, it's a fringe view that hasn't gained mainstream support in Israel. Dan Meridor is Israel's deputy prime minister. He dismisses any allegations that Israel will unilaterally annex any part of the West Bank, which he calls by its biblical name of Judea and Samaria.
There is no policy of annexing any part of Judea and Samaria. It's 45 years. With the exception of Jerusalem, we didn't annex one inch. Never did we do that. Not only this, we agreed to the paradigm of a Palestinian state living alongside Israel as a final agreement.
In fact, in court documents, Israel claims it's the Palestinians who are trying to create facts on the ground in Area C. It says with the support of the Palestinian Authority and the international community, Palestinians are moving people into and building structures in Area C in contravention of the Oslo Accords. Yossi Bilin was one of the architects of the Oslo Peace Accords, a former left-wing Israeli politician and now an analyst. He says, actually, Israel has no need to formally annex Area C and incur the wrath of the international community.
We are building there. We are announcing universities there. I mean, there is no problem whatsoever for any Israeli to move freely in Area C and to do whatever he or she wants to do there. Why bother and make it an official annexation if de facto it is an annexation?
And that, say some Palestinians, is exactly what's happening. Back in the Hebron Hills, farmer Ismail El-Adra says despite the pending court case over his land, the Israeli army is trying to make his life impossible so that he will leave of his own accord. There is just one unpaved road that leads to his homestead. It's how his children get to school and his only way to get into town. As we are leaving, Israeli army vehicles block our way.
So we're just driving away from the village of Bir el-Ed, and we've actually come across a military bulldozer, and they're setting up big concrete blocks across the road so that the villagers cannot actually come in or out using it.
And then the Israeli soldier tells us we have to leave, as this is now a closed military area. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News.